Welcome to The Kaleidoscope, a podcast dedicated to you becoming the CEO of your health. In today's episode, I want to talk about butyrate, a key to gut health. Now, before we get too far into that, though, I do want to let you know that we are offering a gut health restart program. There will be more details later in this episode, but let's get to the point of butyrate. Now, in recent years, there's been a surge in interest in gut health, which obviously we all know that you are listening to this podcast, and you can search for other podcasts and see other things online about gut health and the impact it has on your well-being. Now, among the many players in this complex ecosystem, one compound stands out for its remarkable benefits, butyrate. So in today, I want to delve deeper into butyrate and why it's crucial for your gut health and how you can incorporate into your daily routine for optimum well-being. So let's first understand what butyrate actually is. Now, butyrate is a short chain fatty acid, an SCFA, in case you ever see that across any research or reading, produced by fermentation of dietary fibers in the colon by your gut bacteria. Looking to improve your mitochondrial function for increased energy, supporting the strength and density of your skeletal system and teeth, or possibly optimizing calcium absorption, utilization, and maintaining healthy heart function, well, look no further than vitamin K2-7 plus vitamin D3 at Just Thrive. Vitamin K2 and D3 are one of the most nature's vital powerful couples. Both are essential for maintaining a strong immune system, peak energy, and thriving heart and bone health. In fact, your body needs vitamin D3 to absorb calcium and vitamin K2 to direct the calcium where it needs to go. So if you are looking to improve your overall health, go to justthrivehealth.com and check their vitamin K2-7 plus vitamin D3 and use colitis at the checkout to get additional savings. It serves as a primary energy source for the cell lining of the colon, playing a crucial role in our maintaining gut barrier function, reducing inflammation, and supporting immune function. Butyrate also regulates gene expression, influences various psychological processes beyond the gut. So obviously there are many important things that come down to this, but we are going to be solely searching and looking at the gut health benefits of butyrate. So maintaining the gut-brain integrity, this is something that's always important when it deals with anything when it comes to your gut health, because if you are not maintaining this gut barrier, which we've talked about, this is going to have massive implications on your gut health. Because think about how it should be a nice barrier where nothing that is not supposed to get through is getting through and causing more inflammation. So butyrate plays a vital role in preserving the integrity of the gut barrier, which is essential for preventing the leakage of harmful substances, which I just mentioned, from the gut into the bloodstream. A healthy gut barrier helps protect against conditions like leaky gut syndrome and inflammatory bowel disease. So anyone that's dealing with any type of IBD, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, things like that, this compound is going to have a massive impact in your overall health. Now, on top of that, delving deeper into that, it also reduces inflammation. So chronic inflammation in the gut is associated with a host of digestive disorders and even systemic health issues. Butyrate exhibits potential anti-inflammatory properties, helping to calm inflammation within the gut throughout the body. By reducing inflammation, butyrate may alleviate symptoms of conditions such as Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, and irritable bowel syndromes like we just mentioned earlier, but even other things like bloating, diarrhea, not having a lot of energy, because you are reducing that inflammation. Along those lines too, it also supports immune function. The gut is home to a significant portion of the body's immune system. Butyrate contributes to immune regulation by promoting the production of regulatory T cells, which help maintain immune balance and tolerance. By fostering a healthy immune response, butyrate may protect against infectious and autoimmune diseases. So anytime we're able to incorporate something that can boost or increase our immune function, this is always going to be a huge benefit. And again, butyrate is one of those things that really does allow your body to amplify its immune response to things that are happening in your body. And therefore, again, you're going to have a good result when it comes to that, which is why you want to make sure you're getting these foods. And we will talk about the foods that do help you get more butyrate in just a little bit. But the last thing we do want to talk about, though, too, is regulating metabolism. So emerging research suggests that butyrate may play a role in metabolic health by influencing glucose and lipid metabolism. By improving insulin sensitivity and lipid profiles, butyrate could potentially aid in the prevention of management of metabolic disorders like obesity and type 2 diabetes. And that by itself is a massive plus, because we all know how big of an issue diabetes, especially type 2, has been in the United States and obviously worldwide. But this is something that can really help people that are dealing with issues with this. So let's talk about ways to incorporate butyrate into your diet, because you're obviously wondering how you can exactly do that. So consuming fiber-rich foods. Since butyrate is produced through the fermentation of dietary fibers, increasing your intake of fiber-rich foods can boost butyrate production in your gut. Good sources of soluble fiber include fruits, vegetables, legumes, and whole grains. You also want to include resistant starches. So resistant starches are typical and types of carbohydrates that resist digestion in the small intestines and reach the colon intact, where they serve as fuel for butyrate-producing bacteria. Foods high in resistant starch include green bananas, which that's up in the air if you actually want to eat them, because they do taste funky compared to your normal yellow bananas, cooked and cooled potatoes, legumes, and whole grains as well. So again, you want to make sure you're eating some of these foods, because if you're doing that, you're going to get the source all the way to the colon, which again is where you need some of these gut bacteria to have the energy or the food that it needs to, again, flourish and do what it needs to do. Also with that though, fermented foods, which we talked about, some fermented foods such as yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, and kimchi contain beneficial bacteria that can enhance butyrate production in the gut. Including these foods in your diet can promote a healthy balance of gut microbiome and support butyrate synthesis. Not only will it help in the large intestines, but it'll also help in the small intestines. I mean, fermented food is always a good thing to have throughout your food. I would even argue that sourdough could probably be thrown in there as well, but that is up for debate on the fermentation, depending on where you're getting it, if there's any preservatives, but that is, again, another whole different topic we could delve into at some point. And then lastly, you could consider butyrate supplements. So I'm going to have a link in this show notes. So again, at the end of this, if you want to go down and look at this, there will be a link to the supplements, but I always highly recommend that you go and get the whatever you're getting naturally. So whether it is butyrate or some type of like glutamine or things along those lines, amino acids, you get it from the natural source. That's typically going to be better for you, but if you can't get it sometimes, supplementing is obviously going to be a good addition that you can do for your body. So in case, like I said, where dietary sources are insufficient, butyrate supplements may be an option to support your gut. These supplements typically come in the form of sodium butyrate or butyric acid capsules. However, it's essential to consult with a healthcare professional before starting these supplements. Again, you want to talk to someone to make sure, but in general, you're going to also see the benefits of this. So in conclusion, though, what I do want to mention about butyrate, just because, again, I think this is such an important topic, butyrate stands as a cornerstone of gut health, exerting a multitude of beneficial effects on digestive function, immune regulation, and metabolic health. By prioritizing fiber-rich foods, resistant starches, and fermented foods in your diet, you can nourish your gut microbiome and promote the production of this essential short-chain fatty acid with a profound impact on the overall well-being. Butyrate is undoubtedly a nutritional thing that is worthy of embracing in your quest for optimal health, especially if you are dealing with GI issues. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, there will be show notes at the bottom. If you are looking for a supplement, I'll have a link for that you can check it out. Not that you have to, but at least you have the option of seeing that. And lastly, what I do want to talk about, though, is our gut health program, which I did mention earlier in this episode. If you made it this far, you're probably looking at ways to improve your gut health. So that's why I want to talk about it now. So we are doing a gut restart program where we actually look at what's going on in your gut. So we have you fill a form out, seeing exactly what's going on with all your symptoms, your energy level, things like this. And then we have a one-on-one discussion. So we can always have a one-on-one discussion and see if you're a good fit for our program. From there, we have 90-day programs, 130-day programs. It fluctuates with everyone because everyone's gut is different, But what we see when we start people on this program, they start noticing massive improvements in their overall health. They're sleeping better, more energy, less frequency going to the bathroom, things along those lines, which I myself personally dealt with when I had ulcerative colitis. And I went through this program myself, which is why I highly recommend it. It's helped me so much with my gut health, which is why I'm extending it out to people that listen to this podcast. And obviously, I can go into more detail about this, but that is just kind of the tip of the iceberg for it. But like I said, if you're someone that's been trying so many things and haven't gotten the results, I highly recommend our gut health program because, like I said, I was going to the bathroom so many times with my ulcerative colitis. And since this, I really don't have the urgency to ever go at all. And I don't have to worry when I go anywhere looking exactly where the bathrooms are or trying to time out my visits where I go different places, which has a huge impact on your mental health as well. So if you are looking more into this, go to our website, thecolitiscope.com, join our newsletter, but also add that you are looking for the gut health program, or you can message me through this podcast. Either one works for me. Again, I'll get back to you as soon as possible, or you can even go to our Facebook page as well and send us a message. Again, any of those ways are the best ways to reach out to us. Like I said, this is just a consultation where we can talk exactly where you are. I even have a webinar if you want to join that as well, so you can see even more information. Email us, shoot us a text, whatever you need to do, we'll get that information for you. So I hope you enjoyed this episode and this little bit of extra information on our program that we have. So that is all I have for you today in this episode. Again, if you did enjoy this, share it with people that you think will definitely benefit from this because this is always important because sometimes you need someone to share some information with you because they can tell you day in and day out, but if they hear it from an external source, they will believe that person more than you. And I don't know why, but that is typically the case. So if you send them the podcast, they listen to it like, oh my goodness, I need to be incorporating that or I need to be changing my diet, things along those lines. And therefore, you can help that person out. And we always want to make sure we're helping people out with their gut health. So as always, stay healthy and I'll see you in our next episode. That is a wrap for our podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If again, you like this episode, make sure to comment and like this and share it with all your friends. It means so much when you share this information with everyone else. Again, if there's anything that you want to hear, send us an email, send us a comment. We'll definitely be happy to respond back to that and maybe talk about that topic. As always, make sure to talk to your provider first before you make any medical changes. Again, this is not meant to be something for you to change your medication or anything along those lines. You need to talk to your medical provider first before you make any changes. As always, stay healthy. We'll see you next time. The information provided is more for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare provider. This information is not to be used or relied on for any diagnostic or treatment purposes. You should not use this information for diagnosis or treatment of any health problem or as a substitute for medication or other treatments prescribed by your physician. Please consult your healthcare practitioner before embarking on a diet, fast, exercise, or supplement program. Thank you.